right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And Carrie Kasem was with us, man.
Yeah.
Carrie Anna Kasem.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Carrie Kasem, you don't overindulge with booze or pot. Or,
no.
You ever smoke weed?
You know, I did a couple times. I think we talked about this the last time I was in the air with you. I guess it enhances everything about you. That's what people say, or enhances qualities that you have.
I guess.
Well, I have ADD, and I have, I'm seriously, if I don't take vitamins or I don't eat right, I can't think. So I took the first time I smoked pot, I got so angry because I couldn't form sentences. I was sitting there,
right?
And I kept trying to talk or be part of a conversation, and I couldn't. I could form it in my head, and I couldn't get it out of my mouth.
But don't you enjoy losing the edge like that every once in a while?
That brought on an edge. It was awful.
Did you get paranoid?
No. I was
like
just angry.
Like it last, like, forever?
No. I mean, I knew it was going to go away. I was just like, this is the worst crap you could ever do. And I guess for other people, it's more pleasurable. For me, it was awful.
Now, I don't smoke weed because I got a kid now, and I get too paranoid. But before I had a kid, I enjoyed it every once in a while, when I went to like a Kings game or, you know, you go to a comedy club, you have a couple of hits, it really makes it a whole different evening.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of people out there with these prescription cards.
Yeah.
And I would say about 70% of the people who have prescriptions to marijuana don't have any kind of ailment.
Sure.
They just want to enjoy
you.
Themselves. And I don't take it away from them.
Right.
You want to get high every day? Knock yourself out. You want to smoke pot in the morning? Smoke it all day long? Smoke it at night?
Yeah.
It's your life. You can do what you want.
Yeah.
I no longer judge people very much anymore.
But
you want to drink all day? You want to smoke cigarettes? You want to smoke weed? Whatever you do, you got to do.
They say that somebody who starts drinking and they drink consistently or weed consistently at an early age stays that same age emotionally. Their intelligence doesn't grow. They don't grow as a person. Do you believe that?
I believe that, yes. Oh. Yeah. Do you believe that?
It seems like it.
Well, the
it
only reason I believe
like it
is because Dr. Drew Pinsky told me that, and I don't think he's going to lie to me.
Right.
You know, that guy knows more
about...
Well,
there's so many theories, you know?
Yeah, but he knows more about addictions than anybody I know. And he said, yeah, when you start smoking pot, if you start smoking at 13 or 14 every day, then you'll remain 13 or 14 the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But here's my response to that. What a treat.
What?
What a great way to go through life.
Wouldn't
you love to be 13 or 14 every day?
No. You know, I'm so happy.
And get the thrill out of small things?
I'm so happy I'm in my 30s. I can't even tell you.
Get out of here. Is that right?
Oh, I'm more calm. I just don't care about things I used to care about before. Things that were so important to me are not important anymore. I just don't care. You know, I'm like, I don't have this, I guess, anxiety about life anymore. I just don't.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to change the topic here because we're going to talk about...
A little more green?
No more green. But enough with the sober people. Here's what I'd like to ask the audience, because I think that a lot of people in this audience, they do have these prescription cards or they smoke pot because they enjoy life. But if you smoke pot because it helps you in a certain way, what does it help cure or what does it help you deal with every day? Like, I know people who, you know, smoke pot. Obviously, they're going through chemotherapy. It helps them eat.
Sure.
Maybe some people, it allows them to be more attentive. Maybe it allows them to enjoy life. Maybe their depression goes away. But what positive side effects does pot have if you're suffering from something?
Right.
Like, let's say you have arthritis. Does it make the arthritis better? Let's say you have a bum knee from football.
Right.
Does that go away? Maybe you have a social anxiety. And once you're on the weed, you're, the king of the hill, like our own Randy Wang.
Yeah.
This guy is a complete stiff, man, when he's not on the green. And then he takes a couple of hits, and it's George Carlin.
Yeah. I'm the life of the party.
Yeah. He gets all crazy. He'll take his shirt off, show those cans to everybody, and jump in the pool in his blue jeans.
Well, the guy I took care of, I don't know if you remember this, a couple of years ago, I did a charity for my friend who had cancer, liver cancer that had spread everywhere. And the only thing that made him feel better from the medicine and the chemotherapy was pot. It's the only thing. And doctors didn't want to give him a license or didn't want to. They told him, no, they didn't. They said, here, take these pills. This will make you feel better. Take this. He eventually went and got a license and started smoking pot. And it was like 100 times better. He felt so much better. Yeah.
So he's cool now? He's like, he's feeling better now?
No, he's dead.
Oh.
But what helped him through,
Jesus Christ.
What helped him through the year and a half that he did live was pot.
Oh, hey, so he's smoking pot and feeling great now? No, he's dead, Tim.
He's deceased, Tim.
Yeah, he's died.
He's moved on.
He's pressed on.
He's
no longer with us. He's not smoking weed anymore
because he's dead. Kick the bucket.
All right. If you're smoking weed, don't call us if you're smoking it just because you enjoy it. I'm down with that. I know you people. I want to know what it helps in your life. If you're suffering from something and you're like, oh, once I take weed, I am better because blank doesn't hurt anymore. What are those blanks? What does it help? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. All right, Randy, please. He said, whenever we do a pot topic.
Yeah.
We've got to give out the number very slowly because some of these pot smokers are a little slower when it comes to picking up that phone and dialing.
Yeah.
All right, here it is. 520.
Like 420, but with a 5?
9710. And 888, that's 888, three of them, all in a row. 520-9710.
Do you think the 888 might throw him off?
I hope so. Yeah. But I have a friend who is a reader for a living. He would read scripts for a big agency. And they would give him like 4 or 5 scripts a day. He'd have to read them and then, you know, write up a page or two on them and give them back to the agent. And he said he couldn't read a script when he was sober, but when he was stoned, he could see the whole movie develop in front of him. So he'd smoke weed and then read the script and then type it up. And his analysis was, he was like the most sought after dude, the most sought after reader for a long time. Every agency wanted him to work for him.
That's
crazy. He didn't tell him that every you know, time he picked up a script, it was nothing but weed that got him through that script. But you know what? That helped him. If he wasn't smoking weed, he could barely read a script.
And he did he have ADD? Did he have some kind of problem?
I don't know what he had. I don't know what this guy had. But if he'd read a script without being on pot, it would just be like a series of words. And he couldn't follow who the characters were. He didn't know what the scenes were. He didn't know how the characters related to each other. But once he smoked weed, he could actually see the movie. He could, like, close his eyes and see the movie.
Wow.
So that's a
still doing it?
Pretty special talent. No, he's a director and a writer now. I shouldn't say who he is, but he's directed some movies and written some movies that people know.
That's cool.
And buddies, he likes that weed, man. All right, let's talk to Gabe in Riverside. You're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right,
hey.
Dude.
Yeah, I also suffer from like ADD, and I'm an amateur writer, and I also have severe writer's block. I'm very hypercritical about what I write, but you know, once I smoke, man, the words just flow out, and I really feel like I'm doing what I should be able to do without, you know, the hindrances that I have otherwise.
Right.
There's a lot of creative people that do that. Not only, you know, writers, but musicians, people, anything that they're writing or they're creating, they say that you know, it does help or enhances.
Yeah, comics do that too. Comedians will write on weed. Hey, Gabriel, I don't mean to sound self-serving here, but I don't know if you know this, but the ratings came out, and this is the number one talk show in Riverside in this time period.
Oh, I love you guys, man.
So I just want to let you know that. I hate doing that.
Sweet.
It sounds self-serving, and I sound like a complete a-hole doing it. But they say that you should do it once in a while. It might help your career. I don't know. Possible. But the number one talk show in Riverside in this time slot.
You got some really good, actually. You got some really great... Can I have ADD? You can't do that to me again.
Oh, wait.
I can't do that. Like, you do that, and I'm like, huh? What are you saying? Oh my gosh.
I know Randy was telling you. Anyway,
that was funny.
The number one talk show in
Stop talking about ratings. Nobody cares except you and Jack Silver.
See, this is what I'm getting in my ear when you guys can't hear it, and I can't talk when that happens. Randy, you can't do that to me in my ear. And
I wasn't, you can't pay attention to me?
I wasn't the one talking about ratings. You can't yell at me in the cans when nobody else can hear you.
Well, Randy, nobody talk about ratings. Nobody gives an F!
Shut up! I tell you, we very rarely get these kind of ratings. I'm going to tell everybody!
All right, then spend a whole hour on how great our ratings are. It'll be a J-O fest.
Kick your ass! I'll come in there and whoop you. Rip that shirt of yours off and throw you in the pool with those jeans on!
You're never going to get over that.
That's quite some look, I'll bet, man. All right, let's talk to Brian in Glendora. You're on 97.1. What does weed help you do?
It helps me sleep.
Hey.
Hey.
It helps you what?
It helps me sleep.
And if you don't, dude, you can't use that S word, man.
Sorry, my bad.
All right, dude, we gotta press on. You can't swear, dudes. Can't use the F word and the S word that casually.
You can just say F or
please.
S. MF.
Yeah.
MF-er.
A lot of the letters, but you can't put the whole word together.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it seems like, you know, 2008, the guy should be able to let the S word go.
Sure.
You know, he should be able to say the S word for crap. You can say crap, you just can't use the S word.
What about shih tzu?
You can say that.
Yeah.
But you can't, you got to put the Sioux on there.
Sure.
Or else you're gone.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Yanez in Laguna Niguel. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, baby.
It turns out I have celiac disease, and it gives me really bad achy joints and bones. And I've tried every kind of arthritis medication out there, and nothing works except for weed.
Did you, you're off all the wheat, though?
Oh, yeah, I'm off all wheat.
All wheat, and you still have that?
Yeah, well, I just found out, like, about a month ago, so I'm, like, weaning off and all that.
I'm telling you right now, calcium, magnesium, and D. My girlfriend has the same thing. Calcium, magnesium,
really?
And D. But you've got to take a lot of it, not just double whatever they say to take on it that'll help you. And take a multivitamin. I'm telling you, you'll call me back and be like, thank you.
Yeah, it's been such help. It's been, like, 6 months of nonstop testing, and we finally figured it out.
Oh, it's awful.
I'm 18.
You're 18 and you got this? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's like reserved for like 70-year-olds.
I love
the Rona.
Oh, Babo.
Well, celiac disease is that wheat, you know, allergy.
When'd you turn 18?
December, day after Christmas.
Good for you, man.
Happy birthday.
And are you enjoying yourself now you're an adult?
Oh, definitely. So much freedom.
when you meet guys, you tell them you got that bone crap going on?
No, not really.
They just wait until you break down?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like, hey, Inez, why is Inez crawling on all fours, man?
I have arthritis in my knee.
Oh, boom, boom. All right, well, I hope you get better, baby.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much.
I'm glad the weed helps.
Thank you.
Hey, are you a big fan of music?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets here. My wife is going to flip out when this show comes to town. But
oh, really?
A pair of tickets to see Love Janis, the musical that explores Janis Joplin through her own words.
Wow, really?
Yeah, catch it at the Wilshire Theater in Beverly Hills now. Oh, it's open now.
It's right here. Yeah, it's probably right here.
Now through Tuesday? What? It's now through Tuesday.
It's been playing for a while, Tim.
Well, it says here. I'm going to read it. You know, I'm just going to read the way it is. It says here. Catch it at the Wilshire Theater in Beverly Hills now through Tuesday, which is today, from now through now. Love Janis at the lovejanisthemusical.com.
Yeah,
anyway,
probably.
Slide out to that. Get some weed in you and enjoy yourself.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
All right, hold on 1 second. All right, Inez going to Janis Joplin. Man.
Yeah.
Love Janis. Yeah, it says now through Tuesday.
You don't drive in that way?
Where?
Over the canyon and then down Wilshire?
And I avoid Wilshire. I never drive Wilshire.
Oh, man, it's so quick.
No, Wilshire's always packed.
Well, coming down, I've always noticed if I go over any other hill and try and come down to Wilshire, it takes forever. If I just go right over Beverly Glen down
to
Wilshire.
I go to Beverly Glen to Little Santa Monica and then slide in on 6th Street, but I avoid Wilshire.
Oh, I always hit right Wilshire.
I'll show you a better way to get
there.
Yeah,
show me.
All right, let's talk to Wayne in Glendale. You're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Hey, I have a quick story. When I was in high school, I dated a girl from the Midwest. And she had a dad who was one of the strictest guys I ever knew. And I was pretty straight-laced, but this guy scared the crap out of me because he was, you know, didn't tolerate drinking and all this stuff.
Hmm.
And years after we'd broken up, I got a call from her that her dad had passed away from cancer. So I went up to Northern California for the funeral, and afterward I was sitting around with the family, and they broke out these pot brownies that they said that it was the only thing that made him feel good.
Right.
It blew my mind because this guy was so straight-laced.
Wow.
And so I tried everything, but pot I don't deal with. But I had one, and I thought I was going to stop breathing, and I panicked, and I had a panic attack, but I couldn't believe that this stuff was...
What a nice guy out of the funeral.
Oh, boy. I thought I was dying, too. So
Guy can't handle his high.
But it was amazing. It opened my mind. Even
who's the guy flipping out from the brownies at the funeral?
Yeah. But I can't do it, but, it was the thing that helped this guy, you know?
Yeah. Well, I guess that happens. I mean, listen... You know, if at the end of your life, I mean, you know, you've got to make some adjustments. I mean, if you can't eat anymore because of cancer or the treatments or your liver's busted up or whatever, and you need some weed, I mean, then you got to disregard all your previous beliefs about it.
Anything to get you out of pain or to stop feeling nauseous or to help you eat again, do it.
Yes.
If you're going to die, do anything to make you feel better.
Next time you come in, we should get you high on the air. That'd be fun. You know, speaking of that, Frank Kramer is coming in this Friday, and he's never been high on the radio before, but he's going to spend a couple hours with us, or 3 hours with us on Friday.
I bet he'll be exactly the same.
I bet he won't be.
Really?
Yeah.
Frank Kramer here.
Yeah, I bet he'd be a little different.
Really?
Don't you think?
I don't know. He
he's
just
never
seems
been
like
high on
like,
the air.
But he just seems like a guy, if you smoke pot, he'd kind of be the same kind of guy.
Mm,
I could be wrong.
I hope
I'll
not.
I'll listen on Friday.
Yeah, that would be odd if he is exactly the same.
Well...
You know what you do is get Randy Stone, too. This guy gets, when he gets high, he gets so crazy, laughs at everything.
There's no pool in this building. Where am I going to jump in?
Oh, what a sick group.
I'll drink with you.
All right.
Hey, you know, we should drink and play cards and have some stogies and do the show that way.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
you can't light
can't
the stogies.
Smoke in here
yeah.
or drink in here. hell, what the hell? All right, marijuana, weed. It helps you with a certain aspect of your life. I'm not talking about this pot smokers who are smoking just to get high. But we've heard that it helps with the bone disease. It helps people concentrate. What else did it help with? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Kerry Kasem's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Kerry Kasem is with us. Always nice to see you, dude.
Thank you, Tim.
And we're talking about pot. If you're not a pot smoker just to get high, what does it help you in your personal life? How does it help you in your personal life? Is there a physical ailment? Is there a psychological obstacle that helps you overcome? We want to know because people want to know. Maybe somebody's listening who suffers from one of these psychological disorders that you people are describing, and that person goes out and smokes weed and gets better and has a better life just because they were listening to talk radio. That's possible.
It is possible.
It's possible.
It's also possible
it's
that we destroy
that
somebody's life
tonight.
Right now as well.
What?
It's possible that we destroy somebody's life right now. Somebody's listening. They get on pot. They're 18. By the time they're 40, they're still 18. Mm. And they're going to go, thanks to that Tim Conway Jr. I never grew up.
All right, well, let's not do that.
I'm a Tim Conway Jr. kid.
Yeah, let's not do that. But then again, whatever you got to do, you got to do. You know, I'm not going to tell you what to do.
A lot of pot that I have smoked.
yeah, don't smoke pot unless you're injured. Yeah. All right, let's talk to Dan in Azusa. Danny, you're on 97.1.
Hello.
Hey, dude.
Hey, what's up?
How old are you?
18.
All right, man. You smoking weed?
Pretty much.
No, come on.
Oh yeah, I get done that a lot.
You don't smoke.
No, you don't sound like it
smoke.
At all.
No, I am.
You sound like you. Wait a minute. This isn't Dan.
They make you tweaking.
Wait a minute. Is this Dan Epstein?
What?
Nah.
This sounds exactly like the guy who runs ABC. Are you sure you don't run ABC?
If I was making that much money, I could buy a lot of pot. I'd be really happy right now. Nah.
Honestly, God, I think you're BSing me. This guy runs...
Yeah, he sounds like one of the execs over there.
He's an executive at Disney, but runs the...
You want to make a bet? I'll make a bet with you that it's not.
No, dude,
your voice is too clear, and you speak so well that you just don't sound like you're...
Yeah, you don't smell like, you sound like you've ever smoked weed in your life.
Yeah.
I smoked too much weed, actually.
Get out of here,
dude. Yeah, you hear that? Wait, we have a skeezy for medical marijuana.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Listen.
Now I'm beginning to hear it.
Yeah.
Now a little. I still think you're like an executive for like Ford.
Like
or...
maybe he just got off work and he's kind of tired a little.
Yeah. Busting his ass, getting up at 6 a.m., flying overseas, buying up companies. Is that you?
No, that's not me. I don't know who you're asking.
God damn, man. I'm really getting the wrong vibe from you.
Yeah, you really sound like you're one of those.
You got it all together. All right, so why do you smoke weed every day, dude?
I don't know. Just fun. Makes me feel good.
All right.
Helps you
eat. Are you in high school?
Nah.
You're done with high school?
Eh.
Are you in college?
What?
You're in college, right?
No, right now I'm just chilling for now. I'm going to be going to college probably.
It actually sounds like his assistant is like feeding him what to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure? You don't know what Disney's slated for the next couple movies for 2009?
What?
I don't know, maybe like Little Mermaid, like 3 or something.
Yeah, see, you are an executive at Disney. All right, dude, enjoy yourself.
I still don't know who you're talking about, though.
Yeah, you do.
I'm just
throwing
that out there.
Hey, Babu, what college are you going to go to? You going to go to Harvard?
Harvard, PCC.
PCC?
Yeah.
I mean,
dude, that PCC is for idiots. Why don't you? You should be going to Harvard or.
You're gonna get me into Harvard,
Yale,
and pay for that.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Just grow medical marijuana. I don't know.
Maybe you should go to Humboldt State.
Humboldt.
Yeah. Humboldt.
Oh. All right, Bubba. We're gonna hang up on you, and we're gonna tell you you're a major stud, dude.
All right.
And you got a big penis. All right. There you go.
Okay.
Those are two things guys like to hear. You're a stud and you got a big penis. That's
Tim,
what guys like to hear that.
You're a stud and you've got a big penis.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome.
Guys, those are two things guys like to hear. You're a stud and you got a big one. You make a lot of friends that way. Watch. Hey, Travis, you're a stud, dude. You got a big penis, man.
Hell yeah. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, dude? Are you with Dan and Azusa?
No.
All
right. That guy sounded weird.
Yeah. And what does pot help you with?
Like, I'm pretty sure I was born, like, with a lack of motivation. Because I've always, like, kind of been tired, like, for no reason, like, no energy.
Right.
Didn't really want to do that much when I was a little kid.
Right.
And it's actually helped me a lot with motivation.
Oh, that's good.
Which just kind of sounds weird, but
How motivated are you? You out there working every day?
Yeah, what do you do?
I just quit my job because I didn't like it, but I'm going to school at Moore Park. I'm going to transfer to UCLA, hopefully.
And what were you doing for a living?
I worked at a pizza place for 3 years, and then I became like a window home show salesman.
And a window job, what?
Like, home show? Have you ever heard of, like, home improvement shows?
No.
Like in convention centers?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
But yeah, like I just worked for like a contracting company.
Can
and
you give us a pitch? Like something you'd do? Something you'd say?
I don't even remember. That's the thing.
Dude, you know what, dude?
It ruins your short-term memory.
Oh.
I mean, you are motivated. I wish everyone was that motivated.
Yeah.
You know, you kicked ass. You went out there, you got the pizza job, and...
You got the job selling the lumber.
Hawking windows.
Yeah.
Kicking ass, dude.
And then Moore Park College and to UCLA. Good for you.
Yeah.
It's obviously working for you.
Yeah. But, like, I don't have a card, so, I mean, I do it illegally.
How old are you?
19.
You getting chicks?
Yeah.
What kind of, how old?
What do you mean?
What's the oldest chick you've been with?
18. What's the oldest?
Yeah.
19.
What about the youngest?
17.
That's not bad. They're pretty hot?
Yeah. Not like 9s or 10s, but like the highest was probably like an 8.
Do they get cuter when you smoke?
Yeah, they actually do.
Yeah.
It does help with like sex drive, basically. Mm.
Do you, are you more amped to, I mean, if when you smoke?
No. It doesn't affect my judgment.
Okay. All right, get out of here, dude. And lunatic. Paul in Garden Grove, you're on 97.1 Free FM. That guy's a stud. Hey, dude.
Yes, hey.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, hey. Wow. So anyway, where should I start?
Why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay, well, I'm Paul, Garden Grove. I'm 30 years old. Okay. I suffer from obsessive compulsive disorder since I was around 12.
All right.
And I've taken Paxil, Zoloft, Boost Bar, Zyprexa.
Wow.
You know, all supposedly to try to help calm my anxiety and, you know, help me do behavioral therapy. You know, and I did do behavioral therapy, and that helped quite a bit. But when I discovered pot a little later in my life, I realized that it was the only drug that could actually instantaneously get rid of my anxiety for me to work on my behavioral therapy.
And it does it immediately.
Well, about, like, you know, the few minutes that it takes for it to kick in when you smoke it, or, like, about, you know, half an hour when you eat it in a brownie or, you know, some other edible.
How old are you, dude?
I'm 30 years old.
30?
Yeah.
You know, it's so much better to get off the psych drugs and use something natural if you can.
Yeah, you know what? The thing is, I don't even want to stay on marijuana. Like, I could only use it, like, I mean, the only reason why I'd want to use it is to help, you know, my anxiety. But what I'm doing is I'm trying to do the behavioral therapy that I learned, like, you know, years ago, so that I don't have to use medication. And that's really my goal, is that to be completely off any kind of medication,
right,
and to be able to deal with my OCD.
How close are you to being off all medication?
Well, the only thing that I would consider my medication right now is marijuana.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So you're on marijuana.
I've stopped Zoloft. I've stopped.
How much are you smoking every day?
Good for you, buddy.
You know, I only smoke, like, maybe no more than twice in a day, if any at all. Sometimes I could go for weeks without doing it.
That's pretty good,
wow,
dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and you know, my goal is to, like, stop doing it for longer and longer until, like, you know, I could really actually just take care of myself without medication. Because I'm telling you, like, medication, you know, whatever.
It'll F you up.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a computer technician in the IT network field.
Yeah, pretty cool.
My girlfriend, she works on the news. I'm not going to say who, but she works on the news. She's on it every day. She's got OCD things. And sometimes the camera has caught her doing them, because she has to do them before she goes on camera
every day.
She'll look up and down, up and down, up and down. She'll roll her eyes, and then she can do it. Or she'll have to count down. She'll have to count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 5, 3, 4, to go on. And then there's when she's writing stories, she needs to hit the send button a few times so to make sure it goes through.
Oh,
then I had a manager who had to always touch metal things, shiny metal things.
Mm-hmm.
And anywhere we'd be walking, and if there was a gleam on cars, I'm not kidding. And he did it so well he would almost, like, drag his finger along the car so it would look like he was just kind of da 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 da. He could hide it so well.
Like, people with OCD, it's like a, what do you call it? It's like a hidden disease.
Yeah.
You know, they're so aware of it that they don't want anybody to see, and so they'll do everything to hide it.
They can.
Most people never see it.
Oh, she also rolls her foot, her heel.
It's such an internal, you know, struggle, because, like, it's so debilitating when you're, like, so anxious to, you know, you can't do anything else.
Well, you know what? Good for you for getting over it, man.
Yeah, I'm glad you cured yourself, dude. Let's talk to Jenny in Hollywood. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, so what does pot help you with?
Well, this one's for the ladies. Pot helps me get rid of menstrual cramps.
Mm. Oh, me too. Is that right, Carrie?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. No.
It helps so much.
I take calcium. It works.
Yeah, I tried everything. Yeah. I get it really, really bad, and I've tried everything, and that's the only thing that really helps. That and a heating pad is a winning combination.
Oh, yeah, heating pads rock.
Yeah. Now, are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Are you a single woman?
What?
Are you in a relationship?
Yes.
I bet it really helps out with the relationship as well.
Yes, because I become a B. Can I say that? I become a B.I.
PCH. B-I-T-C-H. Oh, a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could say that. I didn't know if I could say that.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. So it helps. It helps too.
Right. But when you're not on pot, are the cramps, they last a couple of days and they're excruciating?
Excruciating. It's really, really bad. But when I take pot, I don't know if it's because I feel better because I took the pot, or it really helps, but, you know, it really It yeah. kind of relaxes all the muscles, I think, and just.
I think you're right, and I actually am proposing a law, and I hope this does pass. I'm trying to get on the ballot in November.
Yeah.
That it should be illegal for women who are going through their time of the month
yeah.
without being on pot. I mean, you should be forced to eat either smoke pot or eat those brownies.
But I cured it. I'm no joke. And I had the pain just like she did. And I turned into a little beast. I mean, I was a beast. And it would destroy every relationship I was in for about a week. Sometimes two. Because sometimes Jesus, the PMS right. would last that long. And then came the cramps.
And how'd you do it?
Vitamins. No joke. Extra calcium, D, magnesium, and then iron. Because if you're anemic, it's really bad for cramps. I don't have them anymore.
You listening to this, Gina Grad?
Nothing.
You got that,
I
baby?
Do not have any PMS or cramps anymore. Maybe once or twice a year, I'll start to get a little bit of cramps. That's it.
Because Gina comes in.
So this is strictly when she's in her period, right?
No, 2 weeks before. 2 weeks before I have to double up on my calcium.
Gina comes in on fire occasionally, man.
I know how you feel, man. I mean, I was...
The only thing that helps her is she does a weird thing where she takes her fist and just starts hitting her vagina really hard. And
really?
Helps,
yeah.
But that's
Can I just ask you a quick question, Tim?
Yeah.
What in the hell is wrong with you?
See, it must be your time of the month. Oh, crazy in that booth. Oh, two toasters. Oh, all right. Let's talk to him. We're gonna take a break. All right, we'll come back and talk to more callers. How does pot help you deal with your struggles in life, whether they be psychological or physical? And again, we're not talking about people who smoke weed just to smoke weed, but it helps you with a certain thing. I think a lot of people are learning something here tonight, and maybe, just maybe, you'll open up yourself to more weed and less psychological drugs. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Kerry Kasem is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
When the sun goes down, Jim Conway Jr. knows what's up.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't matter.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, tomorrow, Arsenio Hall will be here. And then on Thursday, we might have Don Sutton coming in. On Friday, Adam Carolla at 8 o'clock, tentatively scheduled, I guess. And then Frank Kramer's coming in. He's going to get stoned Friday night on the air, and he's never been high on the radio before.
That's a fun show.
And Kerry Kasem is with us.
Right.
Yeah. You got to come back Friday and get high with him on the air.
I'll come back Friday.
Would you get high on the air?
No.
Not at all?
No, I can't. You don't understand how bad it is.
Yeah, but it's going to be great because it's going to be embarrassing for you and it's going to be fun for people to listen to.
Can't talk.
Kerry, you're not a team player.
Yeah, Kerry. What's wrong with you, Kerry?
Eh.
Danny and Laverne, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You on the weed, dude?
Hell yeah, I'm down with all the skeezy down.
All right, dude. And what do you take it for? What kind of ailment?
Blazing the dank kush herbs over here. Hey. That's what I'm down for you guys. What are you talking about? Let me get over there. Hey.
You there, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, now what do you take the weed for? Just for pleasure, or you got an ailment
it's
going?
My confidence enhances me, my pleasure, yep.
Oh, it enhances your confidence?
Yep.
What do you like when you're not on the weed?
Just normal chill, but it makes me just chillax even more.
Huh? What's your favorite song, dude?
INDP by Biggie.
Can you sing it for us?
INDEPENDENT, you know what that mean, man. INDEPENDENT.
No, it wasn't too bad.
Thank you.
Are you up on two yet, dude?
I'm on strong ones.
Are you still on four, or are you up on two, dude?
No, I'm good. I'm on three.
But are you up on two legs, or you are still crawling around?
I'm squealing on four.
You're usually on four.
Yep.
All right, man. All right, we're going to give you something here, dude. And you and your buddies can check it out. National Lampoon's Cattle Call on DVD. You guys are going to love that. Hey, dude, we're going to give you a free DVD.
For sure. Thank you.
Yeah. Three would-be filmmakers set up a fake casting call to find chicks.
Awesome.
And pick it up at your favorite retailer today. Who's your favorite retailer?
Best Buy.
Best Buy.
That was quick.
All right, that's pretty cool.
That was quick, yeah.
All right, dude, how old are you?
18.
18. What do you do for a living?
Construction.
You know, you're buzzing so much I can actually hear it when you're not talking. Wow. That guy's really buzzing.
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
I could.
Guy's kicking ass in life,
yeah.
Man. All right, let's talk to a chick here. How about Vivian in Canoga Park? You're on the air. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. What's up, baby?
Well, my father, he has ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease.
Mm.
And so when he starts going through his attacks, like, he can lose up to, 5 to 10 pounds in any given week. And
if
my dad did not smoke weed every day, he would not have the appetite to be able to put that weight back on.
Right.
You know, and like, he's had it for so long now. He was an air traffic controller. And, you know, it's a really high stressful job. And
yeah, plus it's a tight workplace for that disease too.
Absolutely. So he's been retired for like 15 years now, but he smokes weed and, you know, honestly, like, I'm glad that he does. He finds comfort in it. He feels good. He gets a buzz. He eats some food,
right.
Loves cookies, you know, so like, it really helps him out and I see that benefit. Yeah, but you know what? I know my dad. He would probably smoke it anyway, but this helps. So it's cool.
I can hear him in the background. He's enjoying himself.
Yeah.
Hey, when you don't want an air traffic controller lighting it up in that little booth.
Absolutely.
You know, you got
not.
500 people on a 747 coming in from Guam, and you won't be able to
stop those people.
Give them the right runway.
Exactly. But, you know, so he's been retired and he's doing good now. And I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right. Well, I can hear he's enjoying himself. We thank you for calling, baby.
Hey, are you going to come into Frankie's ever or is it done because Conway's gone?
Whitman, are you going into to Frankie's ever?
I was there the other day.
You were?
Yeah.
I'm a server there.
With my girlfriend, Christina.
Oh, well, make sure you tell us when you come in. You know we love you there. So.
He's lost some weight. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
No, but you know what? I have.
I love that place. Frankie's.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I think the show's much better without Conway anyway.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
I agree. But anyway.
Yeah.
No, he comes in a lot, too. So.
Who does?
Conway does.
He does?
Are you serious?
Yeah, he came in last week. I saw him last week.
Oh, with his daughter?
With his family, yeah.
Oh, Bubba.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, nice talking to you. I love your show. I listen to you every night.
Oh, okay. Thank you, baby. All right, take care. Thanks for calling the Whitman Show.
No problem. Bye.
You take care. All right, there she goes. Another happy customer, man.
You know what? You do Lycus. Just as good as what?
No, that's not true. You know who does it better than...
That was fantastic.
That was actually really good, Tim, when you did it.
Thank you very much.
I thought for a second that Fatty was still here.
No, I'm doing... that's actually my impersonation of Brian doing it. But Brian, nobody does it better than Brian.
Brian
although that's
rocks.
Not true. Randy does it pretty good. Do a little of Lycus for us.
Well, I think that, Tim, your impression has no material. It needs some jokes there.
Oh, wow. Is that him really doing it?
That's Randy doing it, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. Whoa, wait.
Oh,
thank you. Here you go, dear.
Wow. Randy, that was really good.
That's very good, dude.
Thank you.
All right, we got to take a
really
break.
Good. Yours was good, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We got to thank Carrie Kasem for coming in.
Cheers.
She is the best, and I'm going to take a couple weeks off. We'll see you next gym.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. All right. John and Jeff are coming up next. Don't forget tomorrow, Arsenio Hall is coming in. Plus, a porn star is coming in at 10 o'clock. Gina gets all jealous. A little jelly bread that the porn chick's coming in. Oh,
yeah,
nothing
I really
jealous.
I really want her job. I'm very jelly
oh,
bread.
Oh, nothing jealous because I farted. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Thanks, Kerry Kasem, for coming in.
Hey,
and
thanks
we're
for having
live
me.
At 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, call Tim Conway Jr. now. 520-9710.
This guy's awesome.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. The two celebrities from the John and Jeff Show are here. John and Jeff, nice to see you, fellas.
Hey, hey, hey. What's up, Timmy?
Look at you, dudes. What's on the big show tonight?
Remember that story in New York where a lesbian was told to get out of the ladies' room because she looked like a guy?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do remember that.
Well, she made a little money on it. So we'll have the settlement
right?
for the lesbian who the bouncer thought was a guy.
Wow, 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 wow. How much money? You'll tell us after the top of the hour, I guess.
After 11 o'clock.
Okay. I don't even know how much.
Oh, you don't?
No.
All right, but that is crazy. I mean, you know, people are getting you know, that kind of money for craziness. Like, I was at a big home improvement store the other night, and I tapped this guy on the shoulder, and I said, "Excuse me, sir, I'm looking for a hammer." And turns around, it was a chick. And there's no way out of that. You know, there's nothing you can say that makes her feel better, so I just walked away. But she, from behind, looks like a man. So I'm not totally, one to be blamed here.
You should have said, "I bet you get this all the time."
Yeah, right. Pat her on the back. You're a big stud.
Oh, man. At that point, she should have said, "Aisle 7. Get down there, a-hole."
Yeah.
All right, or I'll show you where the hammers are, you mother effer. All right, John and Jeff coming up immediately here tomorrow. Arsenio Hall will be with us, and a porn chick tomorrow on the Tim Conway Jr. Show right after Lycus on 97.1 Free FM. Yvette in Glendale, you're on 97.1.
99 also.
Hey.
$24.99.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hello?
Yes?
What are you doing? What do you want to say when you go on?
I want to talk about Hammer Liquor Store. That's where I buy my liquor, and I want to let them know that Grey Goose is $24.99, and I buy my Patron there
$39.99.
Okay. And it's in the city of Glendale.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll put you on, okay?
Okay.
What a f***ing deal!